Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
How we doing? 406. McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning. Got you for one more hour until we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. And, you know, I just got into an argument about Brian Cashman, and I knew it was coming. And I don't want to defend Brian Cashman today. I don't. Despite what you all think, I'll push back on some of the stuff that he's terrible and he's been bad forever and all that stuff. Today was not a good day for Brian Cashman. Or should I say yesterday was not a good day for Brian Cashman. And I hate saying this because I like Trent Grisham, but Trent Grisham accepting the qualifying offer was a complete misread for Brian Cashman. We can go through all the different stuff of his career, and we could talk about building this team, and it feels like running it back. Reports are they're still going to bring back, or at least attempt to bring back, Cody Bellinger, which would pretty much bring back the same team, but there is no doubt. $22 million for a player who doesn't stink, like the last caller said, if you were listening. Trent Grisham is a solid player. I don't lean too much into defensive metrics, but I do think, you know, he's losing a step in center field. He's not a world-class, unbelievable center fielder, maybe anymore, but he's still good enough for me to roll out there every day. And we'll see what kind of season he has, but he's not worth $22 million, and it makes this offseason a hell of a lot less flexible. With an owner who would like to stay under $300 million. We all know that, but he's not going to. He hasn't over the last handful of years. He didn't last year, and I don't expect him to moving forward, but it's now in a position where he's going to have to go spend. Just Bellinger alone, if they bring back Bellinger, we're talking about pretty much the same number they were last year, and you're looking to add bullpen arms, and you're looking to add a starter, and you're looking to add maybe another bat in the infield. There's a lot of things still left to do with this team, and Bellinger is, like, Trent Grisham and Bellinger can't be the offseason. As much as I'll tell you, yeah, could they still win with that team? Yes. Is that still a playoff team? Yes. Could things break right and get hot in the postseason? Yes. I know nobody believes that, and I understand why, because we haven't seen it. But yes. But that's not good enough. It's not good enough. The bottom of the order, like the last caller's point, isn't good enough. You're going to need massive upgrades from... You're going to need a much better season from, obviously, the shortstop, Volpe, which I don't think any of us have real confidence in, whether his shoulder is healthy or not. You're going to need a massive... upgrade this year from Wells, the catcher, who had a down year in every which way. He needs to be much better. You're going to need Rice to only continue to get better and not have a setback at first base. Like, you're going to need, obviously, Judge to stay healthy, Stanton to stay healthy the whole year. There's a lot of things that would need to happen if you're just going to roll back the same team. And so for me, this is about, is the owner willing to spend? And I talked about this yesterday, my preference for Bellinger over Tucker. And I know Evan opened the show yesterday with where's the love for Tucker. I'll tell you this, with a center fielder already locked in Grisham, now, you know what? Go spend the money. You don't need the flexibility of the defense from Cody Bellinger. Go get the best player. Go get Tucker. Go spend a bunch of money this offseason now, Hal. Your GM has put you in that position. Because I don't know how this team doesn't you know, bring in a team that we feel confident can outdo the Blue Jays and outdo the rest of the American League without spending more money. And I'm curious if the Yankee fans might finally get their way with an owner who might be fed up with the GM who probably told them to expect Trent Grisham to turn down the qualifying offer. Because I am positive that, yeah, there's a plan for if he does, and yeah, they're not screwed necessarily if he takes it, and yeah, you know, Grisham did hit 34 home runs last year and is a solid player, and it was the same offense that led the American League in runs scored last year, but there is no way they expected him to take it. This was a gamble, and Brian Cashman failed. And now it's up to the owner to outspend Brian Cashman's mistake. And I don't know if he's willing to do it. 888-808-1019. A lot of different things with the Mets as well, as reports that they're going to stand firm on their belief on what Pete Alonso's value is, which is probably good money, but shorter years. And I think the market and the way that market's going to play out, if true, means Pete Alonso won't be a Met. And I've been saying that for a while. And not only could Pete Alonso not be a Met, but Brandon Nimmo might not be a Met, and McNeil might not be a Met, as Jeff Passan is reporting that pretty much the entire offense outside of Soto and Lindor is up for grabs this offseason, and we'll see. They've released Montas. You know they're going to have to add starting pitching. The general manager has talked about being open to competing in both free agency and via the trade market for top-level starting pitching. It all depends on who he determines that to be. And if they do move on from Nimmo, that which is the real name that jumps out at you, because I think we all expect them to try and move McNeil. We all expect them to really be shopping Kodai Senga and maybe even one of Vientos and Beatty because of the logjam there. Nimmo was the name that kind of took people off guard. And while still a good player, a little bit of a streaky player, a little bit of a different player than he's been throughout his career, where the OPS isn't kind of, he was an on-base darling, and that's kind of gone down a little bit. The power's kind of gone up a little bit. His defense has waned in left field, but still serviceable. And there are times where Nimmo carries the team, you know, for small stretches, but he can be that kind of player. If they move on from him, that opens them up to a lot. Obviously, Bellinger's been discussed for them. I could see them going to move on to Tucker if they get a trade partner on Nimmo. So this is going to be an interesting offseason. I think the possibilities are endless for the Mets, and I thought the Yankees had a bunch of different options, but it is limited by Trent Grisham taking the qualifying offer, and I'm curious to see how this owner responds. This is now the offseason of Hal Steinbrenner. After losing out on Juan Soto last year, after not filling third base last year, after all the talk about him and beholden to the $300 million and being one of the owners who's interested in changing the financial situation of baseball and being interested in a salary cap, and that's going to all come to a head at the next CBA at the end of next season. This is now a year where the GM has put him in a position where he's going to have to spend more money than I thought they would have spent. If they're going to really put together a team that can go chase a championship as the end of Judge and Cole, that window is closing every single year, are they willing to go do it? 888-808, is he willing to go do it? 888-808-1019. We obviously been talking a lot about Scataboo. And, you know, I commented on it yesterday, but after all the discussion of all day today, I knew was coming. Part of the reason I hated it is because I knew the Giants were going to be discussed in this manner. It's not bad enough that they have two wins. It's not bad enough that we're dealing with all the leaks. It's not bad enough that the quarterback is coming back, hopefully, from being concussed. It's not bad enough that you've got first, third overall picks sleeping through meetings. No, check that. He was getting treatment, which he's had to come out and defend himself on Twitter. It's not bad enough that the star left tackle is answering questions about why they have to do silent counts at home because the place is overrun by the other team's fan base. No. We need to add WWE and whether or not Cam Scataboo had his leg up or in a boot and pushing professional wrestlers where he's healing from one of the more devastating injuries we've seen on the field in a long time for New York Giant. And it's just unnecessary. All of it is unnecessary. And I'm tired of the Giants merging in with the Jets as being just New York football is a joke. And last night and Monday night, rather, was more of just more of the joke. Never mind the fact that he put himself in danger. I don't care what you say. Oh, it's not a controlled situation. Anything could happen. Someone can get pushed into him, trip him, knock into his leg. Like, the idea that, oh, he never put himself in danger. Okay. I mean, not grave danger. He wasn't out there, you know, it's not like he was bungee jumping or skydiving without a parachute or, you know, standing at the fair with an apple on his head while someone threw knives at him. I get it, but, like, it's still a situation I'd rather him not put himself in. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. So we got another hour here. Let's start taking your calls as we take you to 5 o'clock right here on The Fan. Jesse in Queens. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Chris. What's up? How's everything?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. On the Mets and the Giants, I mean, the Mets, you know, I don't know. If they're going to lose Diaz and Alonso, I mean, I don't know how you get back from that.
I don't think they're going to lose Diaz. And the other thing with the Mets that I forgot to mention is that obviously the connection to Devin Williams and the thought that Devin Williams is very much in play for the Mets, clearly you don't want the swap of Devin Williams as your closer instead of Edwin Diaz. That would be a massive downgrade. As well as much as Devin Williams has been a great reliever in his career, last year would scare the hell out of me with the New York Yankees in a pressure situation like the New York Mets, with now having to answer for a brand new big kind of contract and taking over a team with World Series aspirations off a devastating losing season. Or I shouldn't say losing season, but a devastating result season of missing the playoffs. It only makes sense in joining forces with Edwin Diaz. That would be a massive move for them. I don't think they're going to miss on Diaz. I'd be shocked. I'd really be shocked if this owner and GM don't bring back the best closer in baseball. I would really be surprised. Pete's another story. I could easily see them moving on from.
I hope not, because Diaz is the lead closer, has been part of the culture, part of the clubhouse, and they need him. On the Giants, I mean, they're a complete mess. I mean, they need to bring in a disciplinarian-type real head coach that has experience. You know, Tomlin or somebody that's been, you know, running a good organization, because they can't bring in another, you know, college coach into this mess, because there's no discipline here. Everybody's doing what they want. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they've never really hired a college coach, and apparently, according to Glazer, who gave the report on Sunday, all the different names, he also, despite giving five or six names, none of them excited me all that much. I would say Mike McCarthy, of the names Glazer gave, was clearly the best option for me so far. I'm hopeful other names would be added to that list. You mentioned Mike Tomlin. That would be my number one choice. But he also reported they're not interested in going the college route. And Bill Belichick took himself out of the running. So I don't think they are going the college route. I don't think Lane Kiffin would be the answer. I would push back on the idea that the Giants are somehow at fault. I mean, they can't control what Cam Scataboo does on his off time. You can't tell him he can't go enjoy himself or be a part. Like, that I don't know. I think that's a bit of a stretch to really blame the Giants for not keeping tabs on Cam Scataboo. I could blame the Giants for making sure that Abdul Carter isn't getting treatment during practice, and that someone's there minding the ship and saying, "Hey, buddy, it's time to get out of the red room or whatever." You have to go and go to the walkthrough. Like, someone's got to be there. That I'll give partly on the Giants on that situation. But Cam Scadaboo's a grown man. He's able to do what he wants on his free time. I just think he needed to be more prudent in that situation. But yeah, there needs to be some veteran leadership. And I'll be honest, and I think I saw Sal comment on this, I'm disappointed in some of the veteran leadership. I am. I'm disappointed in Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence has been one of the best D tackles in this sport over the last handful of years. I mean, one of, if not the best. Since Aaron Donald left, you can make an argument he's been the best interior defensive lineman in the sport. And yeah, his play hasn't been there this year, and whether that's injury or whatever else, and hopefully that we saw a little bit more of him last year, really making last week rather, against Green Bay, start to make an impact. His play is one thing, right? He's coming off an injury. You need him to be better. I'm not saying it's okay that he's not playing well, but guys have a down year. He's coming off injury. I'll live with that, but I do think there's been a level of either I don't want to say disinterest, but you like, he's just not getting after it the same, and I don't get there's any leadership there. Burns is the only guy who seems to show any emotion or any passion from that defensive front right now. So there definitely needs to be, like, Cam Scadaboo and Jackson Dart took over the team within a few weeks. Like, as exciting as that is for the future, and as promising as that can be for the future, and the idea that their young quarterback uplifted the team and changed the feeling around the team is important and a good sign. They shouldn't instantly be the leaders of the team. Like, there should be some veteran leadership there where you didn't need Cam Scadaboo and his kind of, you know, Tasmanian devil attitude to suddenly change everything with the Giants. Like, they do have a lack of team leadership there. And certainly that starts with the head coach, right? That started with Brian Daboll. And whether or not this was a typical situation of either sleeping through meetings or being late to meetings or getting treatment during meetings or whatever, something clearly was allowed to fester. And the leadership within the room and in the coaching staff has been seriously lacking for the New York Giants. I don't think there's any doubt. Eric and Ronkonkoma. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good morning, C-Mac. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, good. So just to touch on the thing with Scadaboo real quick. I mean, look, I've been watching wrestling a long time and been to a number of events, as I know you have as well. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing about being close to the ring is they're not like the bleacher seats or the in the stands or whatever. They're individual chairs.
Yes.
Right? So you could have easily had, and this is where, you know, some of the unknown is, you know, he could have easily stepped back and caught his foot in the leg of a chair, tripped over one of the other guys he was there with, you know, something, or he even banged his foot against the retaining wall. I mean, it's just, you know how many times that they pan the crowd at all these different locations and you would see someone from a local team or whatever, or a function where they're sitting front row and they highlight them saying, oh, you know, LeBron's here or whoever, you know, but they don't get involved. I mean, they could have just done that without, you know, and he still would have had the recognition, you know, of being there. And then, you know, but yeah, I mean,
they put him in the Rempe jersey. They made him a fighter. He played into the whole bit. And I understand wanting to do that. I do. And I get it. And
it's an unnecessary risk.
It is. And to say, and Eric, thank you for the call. I'm sorry. I don't want to make a big deal of it. I don't. He's healthy. We move on. It's just the optics of it was another reason to mock the Giants, another talking point against the Giants. And I get that. And that was my main problem with it. And, or at least the problem I knew was going to cause a conversation around the Giants. And I'm just tired of it. And like, it was in the context of my open where I feel like the Giants and the Jets are merging into the same dysfunctional organization where we're literally seeing the same things. We're seeing stories leaked. We're seeing obviously losing at an epic level. We're seeing players go to Twitter to defend themselves or make comments or send memes on trades. And like, it just feels like it's morphing into one lousy run organization where just New York football is terrible. And I thought Cam Scadaboo was another example. But as far as like actually like being on one leg off a devastating injury and, you know, listening to people say, oh, you know, he didn't put himself in danger. Yeah, no, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't crazy danger. He didn't, you know, He wasn't, you know, in a canoe on the rapids. Like, it wasn't something where it was just like, my good God, how could you put yourself in that position? But the idea that he was in no risk whatsoever is just, it's ridiculous. Anything could happen. He didn't have like a slight injury, and it's 6 months removed. His ankle was off of his leg. He had surgery 3 weeks ago. He could have got stepped on. He could have backed into a chair. Anything could have happened. Thankfully, it didn't. And so hopefully this thing ends and we could be done with it. But the amount of people saying, oh my God, I mean, the idea he was in any danger. Of course he was. Of course he was. On some small level, maybe, but of course he was. And I don't want to risk anything for this kid. It's just, I wish I could be, hey, I love WWE. I love Cam Scataboo. That was awesome, man. That's not how it felt watching it. It felt like, oh man, everyone's going to talk about this and everyone's going to mock this kid and everybody's going to talk about the Giants don't control things and what a bad look it was. Plus the fact he's on one leg. That was a devastating injury. He's not dealing with a torn hamstring. Anything could have happened to that ankle. Someone could have got knocked over and fell into him. Anything. It just seemed like an unnecessary risk. But again, hopefully this is the last time we talk about it. But the idea that it was just nothing. And again, Sean Marash saying it was nothing and no big deal was the same guy furious. If I remember correctly, furious that McKinney was out, you know, riding a four-wheeler on vacation. Now, why was he furious? Because that ended up an injury. But that's the same thing, you know, your Aunt Becky does every time she goes on a cruise. It's not inherently absolutely risky and dangerous. But things happen. I don't want anything to happen to this kid. He's important to the Giants. Clearly. Not just his running style, not just the way he runs the football, but the attitude he brings. It's important. And to go along with that, yeah, well, this is what makes him great. This is why we love him, because he's, you know, he gets it. He gets the New York scene. Like, come on, man. He gets it because he's, you know, shoving Dom Mysterio? Okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 4:30, McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls as we take it till 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Been Giants a little bit here with the Cam Scadabu situation, the Yankees and Trent Grisham, which again, it's not, let's see how it plays out, because there's no doubt the Yankees had a plan in case this happened. They knew it was a possibility. They wouldn't have made the offer if they didn't have some kind of idea on what happens next. But there is no doubt they expected this to be declined. This is a bad read from Brian Cashman. There's no doubt about it. And of all his faults, and there are many, even as I defend him, I'm well aware there are many. And bad signings and issues and developing, starting pitching for years. It's starting to really turn around in that department a little bit. But that has been an issue for many years. There's been a lot of issues. Trade deadlines haven't been successful. He's usually pretty good at reading the market. He completely whiffed on this one. 888-808-1019. Let's go to John in Middletown. What's up, John?
C-Mac, one, just want to say I love you, bro.
Oh, thank you.
You and your crew do a phenomenal job. Show is always on point. I could always just leave it on and listen to it. So thank you for that.
Thank you, John.
Three, I'm going to have to kind of disagree with you here about Cam Scadabu,
sure.
And let me tell you why.
Okay.
One, I haven't been this excited about the Giants since Odell Beckham Jr., and that's because of Dart, and that's because of Scadabu.
Mm-hmm.
Scadabu, as you know, is a nut job. He's just all in. He's a maniac. That's his personality.
Yes.
The mm-hmm. fact that he's still behaving that way off the field is a benefit for the Giants. It reinsures the Giants fan that this guy is not going to be different when he comes back. I don't know if you ever had a leg injury, but sometimes that can mess with your head. I don't think that's going to mess with Scadabu at all. So three, any publicity is good publicity. Just ask Jerry Jones.
I hear what you're saying. I mean, to promote Cam Scadabu, it's good publicity. I don't know about for the Giants, who just,
the Giants organization, the Giants fans. And the Giants fans desperately need this.
Desperately,
that's why I hear
Cam
all these
Scadabu
callers being like, well,
Dominic's...
this could have happened, that could have happened. Yeah, hell, heck yeah. That's
right.
Yes, we need more
if
of
got,
it.
If you got a big thrill out of it, John, good for you. That is a leap for me. That's what we needed as Giant fans. I needed that. I needed their young star running back who played in all of like 6 or 7 games. Oh, I made an impact in 6 or 7 games. Who literally we watched like practically lose his foot on the field to be pushing Dominic Mysterio on Monday Night Raw. Like, I didn't need that. I can tell you right now, I didn't need that. Didn't need it. It's fun. I said the exact same thing when Jalen Brunson was doing it. Like, don't need it. I really don't care all that much. It's cool, I guess. And Brunson was dealing with a hand injury, and we thought for a second, like, I guess it was all part of the work, that, it looked like he re-injured the hand. Like, that, I was saying the same thing then. Like, we don't need it, Brunson. We need you to be healthy next year. We don't need you to deal with WWE. And the idea that his mindset's not going to change because he went to, he's going to, because he went to a wrestling event and participated and shoved a wrestler, that that is going to prove, or it makes you feel better, that he's going to trust his leg and ankle next year running the football, that's a leap. That's a leap. That is, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I guess I can get to A to B that you're trying to get me to, but I mean, I don't know. He's got to get out there and run on the field. I don't put much stock into this at all. The only thing I put stock into is I disagree with you on the bad publicity thing, because it's just another talking point to mock the Giants. It's just another talking point to mock the Giants, and ultimately the only thing that could have happened was something bad. Like, what good came from it? Honestly, what good came from it? Let's go to Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
If the Giants were 9-2, I might like that better. And was Abdul Carter there too?
Yes, Abdul Carter was there too, off of his scandal of
sleeping in a meeting.
Well, apparently no. He's pushed back on sleeping. He was getting treatment during the practice, and he's pushed back on the idea that he slept through other meetings. He missed the walkthrough because he was getting treatment.
And that was the same guy that wanted Lawrence Taylor's number, correct, at the beginning of the season?
That is also correct, yes.
Okay. Okay. And
I'd rather have them just go there and not get involved. But again, it's not the biggest of things, as long as Cam Scadaboo is healthy. But I just, the idea that it's good for the Giants because they were on TV, on Netflix, which is, that's ridiculous. The idea that Cam Scadaboo is going to trust his leg more because he was willing to trust it Monday night pushing Dom Mysterio, that's a leap for me. And the idea that he was completely, without question, in no harm whatsoever, shoving in a group of five or six guys standing right around him with folding chairs behind him, fans able to be around there. Like, the idea that that was a complete, without question, safe scenario where nothing could have gone wrong, because WWE and their superstars are used to this, is possibly the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because WWE stars get hurt all the freaking time.
Don't blame Cam Scadaboo because he's 23 years old.
I get it.
You know, it's like Tommy DeVito. You know, the culture of this generation now is to brand while you can. You don't know how long it's going to last. He'll probably be in commercials. We all love him, right? We get it. But and I get that, you know, he's the face right now, and he's going to make money off it. But if you're a true Giants fan, we have a broken organization right now, and that stuff is not, you know, you wouldn't see, I hate to say it, the Chiefs and these other teams doing it in season, like they, you know, it's just a bad look. And listen,
I mean, they only illegally race cars, but let's not make it seem like the Chiefs don't make, no one cares because they win Super Bowls.
Whatever,
but
maybe it's, I'm saying the Rams, just talk about other organizations that have two wins. Like, we have two wins. But I'll say this.
I get it.
You talked about the Yankees, which you talk about your sleep. And you say it's a bad thing to bring the same product back. I have no idea the answer to this, but like, I know in other sports, sometimes chemistry is okay. So if these same guys come back, obviously you add some pieces. Is chemistry in baseball, in the field?
Yeah,
you don't think so, because you thought it was a bad thing breaking up an outfield, let's say. Like, if you ran it back and then hope that you did better in the postseason, obviously you're still going to add a couple of pieces. I just don't know if that angle works. Like, football, it has to be. You have to have chemistry to work as a team. But I feel like baseball, everybody trades off half their outfield, half their infield, new pitch. Like, every season, it's like a whole new team. I don't know. Does that matter if you have to run it back, similar team?
Yeah, I don't. You know, Brett, I have to admit, this is back-to-back calls where it's been relatively a couple of digs. I talk Yankees in my sleep, or yesterday you said, you know, one other thing. But two, relatively benign, just regular sports radio calls. I'm
and forward. With good questions
and with legitimate points. Yeah, the idea of chemistry in baseball and the coach or the quarterback yesterday. I mean, is Brett turning over a new leaf? And is that what we want? I don't know, but I'll run with it for as long as I can. I don't know about chemistry in baseball. I think chemistry, you want to build chemistry. Is it the same as building chemistry with an offensive line? Because no, you move as a unit. I mean, maybe your defensive outfield kind of moves as a unit, you could argue, but baseball to me has always been and is the most individualized team sport there is. It's you versus the pitcher for, you know, four or five times a night, and that's typically where you're going to make your money and impact the team the most. Defense clearly does play as a unit. I'm not going to say it doesn't, but I don't know about chemistry, and it's not necessarily that I'm mad they're bringing back the same team, because again, I do think the team was good enough to win if they played their game. And I'll still say that, like, is the team, if they run back the same team with the addition of Gerrit Cole back in the starting rotation and maybe add a bullpen, an arm or two, and guys who should have better years, could this team go win? They won 94 games last year. They had the best record in the American League. They have the best hitter in the world. Like, absolutely, they could go win if they play their game in the postseason. Like, that's where I differ from a lot of Yankee fans. Having said that, Trent Grisham making $22 million and making it hard to make those other moves. Like, that's, you want to change things a little bit. Every year with baseball, I do like to change things a little bit. And to give this player who was making six last year off of a great year, that's hard to duplicate. He's not a proven player. Like, if this were Bellinger, even Bellinger, who has had his years of being down. But, like, if this were a proven player, where it's just a matter of, do I want to change the dynamic of the team or do I want to run it back? And I know what I can expect. I don't know what to expect from Trent Grisham. That's the part of it too. Like, a caller mentioned it. He called him a terrible player. I disagree with that. He called him a terrible defensive center fielder. I disagree with that. But his point about hitting around 200 for the last 3 years, it's fair. Like, he has not been a great, year in and year out, you don't know what you're going to get from Trent Grisham. And I can't just say, well, he hit 34 home runs last year, he'll hit 28 this year, worst case scenario. I have no idea what he's going to be. My gut tells me he's going to have nowhere near the same type of season. So, like, when you say bring it back, okay, if you tell me Trent Grisham's going to hit 260 and hit 30 home runs and be as clutch as he was last year, all right, I feel better about bringing it back, but how the hell do I know that's what's going to happen? He's not Bellinger. He's not Kyle Tucker. He's not Judge. He's not a proven commodity where I typically know what I'm going to get. Last year was so above and beyond anything he's ever done that I can't just assume it's going to come back. That's the problem. So, chemistry, whatever, the same team. It's about getting better. It's about doing different things. I wanted to change this offense a little bit because the bottom three they're not very good. Unless Wells really has a resurgent year and becomes a different player offensively than he was last year. And same thing with Volpe. And I don't know how you can expect that. I wanted to see a little bit of a difference. I want to trade for Kwan and bring him. Now not only is it the same, it's the same outfield. I can't change the outfield. Because I need Bellinger, so we're looking at Bellinger, Grisham, Judge. If they sign Bellinger, if they don't sign Bellinger, I'm looking at worse than last year. He's going to make more money. You're already at the point where bringing back Bellinger is like the end of the payroll I imagined for this team. Like, last year, they ended up at 315, 316 at the end of the year. If you bring back Bellinger, that's what you're looking at. That's without adding another arm in the bullpen. That's without adding another legitimate starter to deal with the first 2 months of the season where they're going to be down three starting pitchers. Like, that's without doing anything. It's just Bellinger and his probable raise being a free agent on the market. Like, you're talking about the same payroll as last year if you just bring back Bellinger. And you needed more. So it's going to be whether or not this owner is going to pony up and spend more money. Because he has to. Brian Cashman misreading the market and taking this gamble and losing has now put the ball in the corner of the owner where he has to go spend more money. He has to. And we're going to find out if he does it. But I wanted tweaks. I wanted more contact here. I wanted to lengthen the lineup. You want to change the team a little bit every year. And right now it feels like, well, it's bringing back Bellinger. It's bringing back... it's bringing back the same team. It's literally bringing back Tim Hill. It's bringing back Yarbrough. It's bringing back Grisham. And it's bringing back Bellinger. That's the offseason. And that puts them at the same payroll as last year. not what I was hoping for in the Yankee offseason. Abraham in Brooklyn. What's up, Abraham?
Hey, what up, guy? How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm chilling. I just want to ask you, like you were just talking about it. So what's going to happen if he don't sign Bellinger, who will he sign? Tucker or something? I don't know what's going on. Like,
yeah, I doubt it very much. If they don't sign Bellinger, it's probably because of money, and Tucker's going to cost more. I mean, unless they recognize that Tucker is the better player, and once the money gets close enough that they'd rather go get Tucker, and I spoke about this as well yesterday, I was talking about how I prefer Bellinger for this team because I assumed Grisham was going to say no. Those were the reports. I really felt like Brian Cashman, who typically has a good read on this stuff, wouldn't have made the qualifying offer if he wasn't pretty damn sure that Grisham was going to say no. John Heyman reported everyone expects him to say no. So in my mind, they didn't have a center fielder. They needed Bellinger to play center. He can play first if Ben Rice either fails or Austin Wells fails and they decide to play Rice at catcher more. Like, it provided a lot of flexibility by bringing in Bellinger over Tucker. But now that I know I'm locked into center field, I'm more open. If the owner's willing to go spend money, now I just get Tucker and put him in left field and I'm a much better team. I'm a better offensive team for sure. Like, we all recognize Tucker is the better offensive player. I just felt without a center fielder in particular, Bellinger worked better. It was going to be less money. He knows the Yankees. He's proven to be successful here. He can play center, which they need. He can play first if they need. It just made more sense to me. Plus, it made them more flexible to do other things financially. Now, I don't know if there is any flexibility financially. Now, it feels like it's just Bellinger and that's it. So if that's going to be the case, now I'm more comfortable with it being just Kyle Tucker and that's it. Bellinger and that's it is not as good as Tucker and that's just it. Where yesterday I felt like it could have been Bellinger and some tweaks, now it feels like it's just Bellinger. So I'm much more open today than I was yesterday to go spend and go get the better player. Go spend and go get the better player because you don't need the center field flexibility. And you have Tucker and Judge at the corners, and then next year, I'll just go get a defensive center fielder and not worry about it. Or just play Dominguez and not worry about it. And that's the other aspect of this whole thing, is I think now it opens it up because there is no real room for Dominguez, you assume, if they get either Tucker or Bellinger. And again, I don't think Tucker is in the cards. I would be more open to that now. But say they get Bellinger, Dominguez and, like, there's no more growth for Spencer Jones. I mean, there's nothing else he can do in the minor league level. And what's Dominguez going to do? So this, like, they're going to have to get creative and spend more money. I would trade Grisham. If you could trade Grisham, I would. I would trade Dominguez. I would look to trade Spencer Jones. I would look to do different things now. Instead of signing the top free agents at the starting rotation or at the bullpen, see if I can move those guys for controllable younger guys and cheaper bullpen arms. Like, that's what you're talking about. Like, Cashman better either get very freaking creative or this owner better pony up, because Grisham and Bellinger does not an offseason make.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
All right, McMonagle here for the last few minutes of the Wednesday show as we take it to the warm-up show in just a few. Let's get to as many calls as we can here, rapid-fire style, as we go to Anthony out in Brooklyn. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Chris, you know, real quick about Grissom. Yeah. Obviously, he's betting on himself, okay, which that's fine. But, you know, I thought that he could get a 3-year deal for maybe about $18 million a year, especially with the lockout coming, you know, getting them more money up front. But do you think the Yankees told him they're going to play him if he's here all the time and that's why he took it?
No, I don't think there's anything that they did to try and entice him to take it. No. And we haven't – I think their hope was that he didn't take it, so I don't think they were promising him anything. I'd be surprised, very surprised, if Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees and Hal Steinbrenner are happy today that he took that contract. And I hate saying it because he's a good player. I don't think he's a great player. I think he's a good player. And he had a great year last year, and I feel bad to be this upset that he's coming back. But at that money, with no real certainty of what kind of player he's going to be, it's just a dicey situation, and it makes this offseason a hell of a lot more difficult, in my estimation, knowing the parameters of what the payroll is going to be. I think it could be higher than what people suspect, but it's not going to be, you know, we'll go get Tucker, we'll go with this, we'll go reshape the team and have a $380 million payroll. Like, they're not going to be the Dodgers. It's just not going to happen. So it just makes things more complicated. And we haven't spent too much time on why, because we don't necessarily care so much about Grisham's thought other than, well, he's betting on himself. But it is an interesting, now he's got the, he would have a pick attached to him, and we've seen that hurt better players than him. We saw it hurt Pete Alonso. So having the pick attached definitely hurts. But I would have assumed, and I think the Yankees assumed, that there would have been a market out there for him at least at 315, 316, where he's getting 45 to 50 million guaranteed as opposed to 22. And with the lockout looming, and I guess the possibility, however small or large you might think, of a salary cap, like, he's the exact player who gets hurt with salary caps. You know, Judge is going to make his money. Kyle Schwarber is going to make his money. Kyle Tucker is going to make his money. Juan Soto is going to make his money. The stars get paid. It's the lesser guys who will have to battle for the extra $4 or $5 million they want. And so I think the assumption was, with all that looming off of the big year, that he can't help, that he can't imagine he'd duplicate, he would take a guaranteed contract of more money, even if at lesser per. He's betting on himself. He's betting on himself. There's no ways around it. Maybe he thinks Yankee Stadium is good for him. And again, he can't be now traded. That's the other thing about this, because there's a thought, you know, now that he's got the 1 year attached to him and the money, maybe a team like the Pirates are apparently spending more money. They offered Naylor upwards of $80 million before he signed with Seattle. They're in on Kyle Schwarber, apparently, according to Jeff Passan. So they're changing their dynamic. Maybe other teams are too. And maybe that one-year deal is enticing to a team like a Kansas City Royals or a Pittsburgh Pirates or a Cincinnati Reds, or, I don't know, teams that could use an outfielder who aren't typically in this kind of running. And a one-year deal heading into the lockout could be appealing. And maybe you can convince him of, hey, look, we can't guarantee you the at-bats we guaranteed you last year. We can't just sit and watch Jason Dominguez do nothing. We can't just sit and watch Spencer Jones do nothing if we don't move them. So, like, if we don't trade these guys, we can't guarantee you the at-bats. Are you willing to go somewhere? You've made your money. Go prove it somewhere else. I don't know. But I do know that it's something the Yankees didn't want, and it makes this offseason more difficult. But I applaud Trent Grisham for betting on himself. I really do. I don't feel very confident he's going to be able to match what he did last year. Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Hey, how you doing, Q-Mac? You know, I give you a lot of credit. I give you a lot of credit because you're a Giant fan and you're very honest, you know? Mm-hmm. There's other people on shows, and I won't mention who's saying things like, hey, you know, the guy's got to get out, Scataboo, you know, and they got to have fun. Yeah, but he didn't have to go into an area where he knows he's going to be pushing the guy. I mean, that was all scripted.
Yeah,
you know, he
could have
went there and not pushed anybody. I mean, and that would have been fine. Nobody would have said anything.
Well,
then,
of course.
You know?
Yeah, no, he's allowed to go out. Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, I agree. You know, he can go see the Rockettes. It doesn't mean I think he should be in line kicking. Like, you know, it's different. Like, and the idea that there was zero, like, that's what the people who are defending it make it seem like there was zero chance of him being injured, that he's in a safe space, that he's behind the wall, he wasn't in the ring. Like, he's dealing with a significant injury with that ankle and leg. Anything could happen. You get bumped the wrong way 3 weeks off of surgery. Who knows? Like, this wasn't surgery.
Yeah.
He's not coming back next week. He's not, you know, halfway through his rehab. Surgery was 3 weeks ago, and his foot was off. Like, don't we understand that? He could have picked up his foot and threw it at a 49er. Well, it wasn't a 49er. It was the the Eagles game? Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's crazy to me that was a risky proposition. And it also was just bad optics, bad publicity. I don't think this was good for anybody while they have two wins. He could have done without it. I'm not going to go on and on about it. Today's the last time we'll discuss it. He made it through healthy. It's not that big a deal. But I just, like, the idea that, oh, you're being, I'm not an old man screaming at the sky. This isn't a get off my lawn thing. This is, please stay healthy because we need you. And pushing Dom Mysterio is not something you had to do. But hopefully we move on from it. And hopefully the Yankees can move on in the rest of this offseason, spend some money, and make us all happy. I know we're going to spend a lot of time yelling about it, and rightfully so. The Yankees made a mistake here, but let's see what the rest of the offseason brings and see where they end up as they head to spring training. Same for the Mets. This could be a very interesting offseason for them. We'll get back at it tomorrow for a 5-hour midnight ride. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Fleegs. The warm-up show is next. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN New York.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.